91 Point Going, WEDM. It is your boy, DJ Rello, man. And today is another wonderful school day. Today is a Wednesday hump day. You already know, man. Thursday is tomorrow. But today on Beyond the Classroom, I got Mr. Jarrett. How you doing today, Mr. Jarrett?
Hey, I am doing great, Kyrell. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. Always. Thank you for coming in and, you know, joining me. Get to know you a little better. You get to know me a little better. But so today on Beyond the Classroom, I'm just here to talk about a couple things beyond the classroom. Y'all already know how we get on here. So, Mr. Jarrett, I understand that you're the TV teacher here at Warren Central High School. How long have you been teaching TV at Warren Central High School?
Yes. Hey, man. Been here this is my 23rd year. Came here in 2000, worked at WRTV Channel 6, came over here at Warren Central, and like I said, been here, this is my 23rd year.
23 years, 23 long years. Did you always teach TV here, or like were you teaching somewhere else in the school?
No, I came over to actually start the video program. Mm-hmm. So I started the program here, and again, so that's been the only thing I've taught here at Warren Central High School, Walker Career Center. It's been great.
Right. That's great. That's great. So when you came here, was there always TV and radio, or like were they together at the time?
Yeah. When I were hired in, they were together. There was one teacher, Dan Hinn, who taught both radio and TV. And so they brought me in to focus exclusively on TV video production. And yeah, that was 2000.
That's kind of interesting. Like back then, it was like they were together. That's crazy, man. Because today, today we kind of apart. Now we're not apart, but you know, it's always kind of competition, especially with the hoo-ha and everything like that. But you know, Mr. Jarrett, so you, what is your hobbies? What you like to do outside the classroom?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about my hobbies in a second. But before I do, I want to definitely stress this competition, a friendly competition here, hoo-ha, between video and radio. And hey, anybody out there, if you're listening and you have some cans, just bring them on over to WCTV and the video program, so we can see Mr. Matthews and Mr. Cashin are all made up. Don't we want to see that, everybody? Yes, absolutely. But to your point, hey, what I do outside of school, again, spend a lot of time with my grandchildren, have four grandchildren, Callaway, Charlotte, Cadence, and Karis, the four C's. So I spend a lot of time with them. It's great. Try to play a little bit of golf, not much. I'm not that good at it. Most of my time is spent writing, and a project that we started about 6 months ago that we're very, very engaged in and happy about, and that's the Indie Far East magazine.
Mm-hmm. So you said, so what do you do on the Indie Far East magazine? Like, what's it focused on?
Okay, good, man. You're good, man. That was a good pickup on that. I like that. So what the magazine is, we started this, like I said, about 6 months ago, and it was specifically started to focus on the positive things going on the Far East side of town. Too many times, we just hear about the negative of the Far East side. And the Far East side, in my mind, gets a bad rap because I know for a fact, and we show that in the magazine every month, there's a lot of great things going on, a lot of good people doing some positive things to enhance the quality of life here on the Far East side. So it's been great.
That's great, man. That's good. So you talked about your grandkids. So how many kids do you have?
Okay, I have five grown kids. So we have five kids, three girls and two boys. But, man, they're all grown, so hey, I always say maybe out of my house, but not out of my pocket. But hey, that's all right.
Five kids, that's a lot. It's only two. It's only me and my brother in my house. Well, not in my house, because my parents live there too, my father and my mother, but just me and my brother. Been that way since I was a young child. So
okay, so are you the oldest or are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, so you're the youngest. What's the age range? What's the difference in age?
I think my brother's 21 or 20, one of those. Okay. He graduated 2019.
So okay.
That make him 20. I don't know. He's 20 or 21. But yeah, I'm the younger child, so really I get spoiled a lot. So, I wouldn't say like a lot, but yeah. for the most part.
All right, man. That's cool.
For the most part. But yeah, Mr. Jared, so you talked about your kids. Did they graduate here from Lawrence Central, or they went to a different school?
No, they went to, all my kids graduated from Lawrence North.
LN.
Hey.
But, so did you graduate from Lawrence Central?
No, absolutely. I did not graduate. I'm actually from Hammond, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it the Big Apple of the Midwest,
right.
Although it's a smaller city up in Northwest Indiana. Then I went to IU in Bloomington and ended up here in Indianapolis, and have been in Indianapolis since 1981. You don't even know anything about 1981.
I couldn't tell you nothing about 1981. Like, that's a long time ago right there. 1981, I couldn't tell you nothing about. Did y'all have a froze back then? Did you rock an Afro?
We had the fro, and then I'm going to hit you up with this. Do you know anything about the Jerry Curl?
I heard about the Jerry Curl. Hey,
you got to let me tell you about the Jerry Curl. Hey, so the Jerry Curl, you know, when it first came out, you had to keep it lubricated. In other words, you had to keep it wet.
Right.
So you saw a lot of people walk around with Jerry Curls, and they have this wet stuff dripping off their, you know, the shirt get all messed up because this stuff is just dripping off.
That's crazy.
And then in the wintertime, your head would get cold because it would be wet.
Right.
And so, man, the Jerry Curl didn't last long.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But did Jerry Curl get froze in the winter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It didn't get froze, but, man, you know, there was a lot of head colds going on around then back then, man, because your head would just be wet all the time. So I had the Jerry Curl for a minute, and I had to give it up because, it was not suited for, it was not good for me.
So you talked about sports. You said golf. You play, like, any other sports, like now or like even back then when you were younger?
Yeah, back in high school, I played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I played for Hammond High, and we were the number one team in the state of Indiana for 2 years.
Okay.
But again, disappointingly, we always lost in the regional championship, so that was a little disappointing. But yeah, we were ranked number one in the state of Indiana for two seasons straight.
That's crazy. It's two seasons straight and you lost in the regional championship. I mean, so I wrestle. If you didn't know, I'm a wrestler.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Warren Central. But like rankings are always come out. They always come out like either like preseason rankings, like before the season, or like during the season. They switch them up every here and there, like based off the wins you get. And like a lot of the times, like the rankings are, it's always some screw up in the rankings or something like that. But like most of the time, people say like rankings don't matter, and like what you was just saying when y'all was like number one and then you guys fell short like in regionals and all that, I see it a lot. It happens a lot in sports. I mean, upsets happen, so crazy. But so you said you don't do any like hooping nowadays, like go to the gym, the YMCA.
Man, and my son played basketball for Lawrence North.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play basketball a little bit, but up until he beat me, and I just knew that it was time for me to hang it up.
So put it up.
I hung it up. And when I lost to my son, that's when I hung up the old basketball shoes. Said, hey, let's try golf.
So you said you worked for the news. You said WRTV,
Channel 6.
How was that? Like, that's different. I mean, that's big. Like, that's big.
It was a great experience. And so when I first came on as the, I came in there as an editor.
Mm-hmm.
And then became a news photographer. So what I would do, I would go out with a reporter and we would cover the news that was happening.
Right.
As a matter of fact, and I have a picture of this of me with the other photography staff, and I was the only African American.
Mm-hmm.
On the staff of 14. There's 14 people in that picture, and I'm the only African American. So, things have definitely come, come a long way since
right.
then. With bring accessibility. And if I can say this, that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. I want to introduce more black and brown young people to broadcasting, video production, media creation, because right now we are underrepresented in those in those fields.
Right. So did what did you go to college for? You said you graduated from IU.
Well, I went to IU, and I went there to first of all, I wanted to be a journalist. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to be, you know, a reporter type, but I really changed because I wanted my writing to be more creative, and I thought at the time that that just journalism was a little bit too straight of a writing style for me. Mm-hmm. And so then I start focusing on advertising, copywriting. And from there, from advertising copyright writing, I actually got my first job in at WHMB TV 40, a Christian TV station here in Indianapolis. And that's when I got introduced to the production side.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the production side and then really stayed on the behind the camera side for the last, 30 plus years.
Okay. I went down to IU to take a visit down there for wrestling. It was pretty fun down there. Ate a lot of food, great food down there. Speaking of food, what's your go-to meal?
That's a good one. This will be surprising, but my go-to meal is salmon.
Mm-hmm.
and whatever else with it. Probably, you know, either rice or, but salmon is probably my go-to meal.
Okay, salmon. So if you had to pick a restaurant to get your salmon from, or just like your favorite restaurant, what would it be?
Oh man, you got me there. So I'm gonna say one. Oh gosh, there's a lot, and we go to my wife and I, and mm-hmm. My wife and I, we've been married for 38 years, and so we've gone to a lot of restaurants, and I mean I like Bonefish. Bonefish is a great place. So I'm gonna just say for the purpose of, because they have this thing called Bang Bang Shrimp,
mm-hmm.
as an appetizer. Outstanding.
Bang,
bang, bang shrimp. Outstanding. And the salmon is good there also.
Okay, so you would say you're a seafood kind of guy. Like,
yeah, I'm a seafood guy. Like, yeah. I don't do a lot of steak at all.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I had a steak.
Uh-huh.
But I know you as a wrestler, you probably pound down some steak.
Oh, yeah,
and,
for sure.
Meat. So let me ask you a question here.
Yes, sir.
Because I think that, to me, at the high school level, wrestling is the toughest sport, mm-hmm. without question.
Right.
Tell me, I'm always interested, what's it like, what's the mentality when you have to, what they call, cut weight?
Okay, so when you have to cut weight, I mean, it's crazy. Like, a lot of wrestlers got to be mentally tough. Like, that's what our coach pound on. He mentally tough. We have to be tougher than a lot of human beings, regular human beings, like, especially kids our age, because of just cutting weight. So, I mean, when we cut weight, and that's, like, half the battle. Like, that's our first match. Like, I look at it like, okay, this is my first match. I got to make my weight. I make my weight. Okay, now I go wrestle this tournament. But, so cutting weight, it's very tough. You have to stay positive through it all, because you get down a lot, especially, like, you get in your own head sometimes, like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I'm about to eat something. Like you just, like, but you always got to think. Like, you got your team behind you. You got your coaches. You got your family. So, I mean, cutting weight is definitely tough, because, I mean, I'm an eater. I love to eat. I love to eat food. Love to eat food. I think when I get older, I'm going to be a fat man just because of wrestling. Like, back then, but I'm probably going to keep, like, coaching or something like that, so I probably won't get too out fat. But yeah, cutting weight is very tough, but I just try to stay positive through it all. You know, keep my teammates cheering on, because most of the people on the team is cutting weight, so
mm-hmm.
you're not in it by yourself. You're not doing this by yourself, so just looking forward to others, talking to others, and it's just, you know, family bonding, really, when you're cutting weight. And yeah, I just look at it like, all right, this is my first battle, let me make this weight, and then I'm gonna go wrestle.
Wow. That, you know, I always was fascinated by that. And here's my, you know, and when you come out of season, do you keep those same eating habits, or do you say, oh no, it's on now? It's on.
It's on. It's on. After season, like, and it depends, because, like, wrestling is an all year round sport. So you gotta, I wouldn't say you have to watch what you eat, but, like, right after season, for a month straight, I eat whatever I want. I'm sorry. It's just whatever I want for a month straight. And then, like, it's right back to it, because it's all year round sports. So we do a lot of off-season tournaments as well. But usually, like, on off-season tournaments, like, say I went 126 during high school season, I'll probably go 132 or 138 mm-hmm. during off-season. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, when it's all off-season, it's off-season. I get going on the food. Like, it's hard, because, like, right now we coming off off-season, and it's hard to get back in that mentality. Like, all right, I got to quit eating this. Mm-hmm. Junk food, like going downstairs eating brownies and
mm-hmm.
it's crazy, but yeah, it's, you just got to get back in that mode for the most part. But I think my favorite restaurant is Olive Garden.
Okay,
we eat a lot of Olive Garden, like at the weigh-ins. So like pasta and all that, it refuels your body a lot, and so we do a lot of pasta at the weigh-ins. And yeah, I got on pasta. I'm a big pasta fan. I love pasta.
Same here.
I think I got on pasta just because of wrestling. I mean, like after our meets, after weigh-ins, that's what we eat. We always usually eat pasta, so that's what got me on pasta. I'm a big dessert guy too. Cookies, baked cookies, brownies, any of that, I'm there for it. I'm there for it all. Food, I love food.
Wow.
Love it.
Excellent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But so did you? Can you compete? You competed in March Madness, right? The Teach Madness. My bad. Teach Madness.
Yeah, I did, and I got a bone to pick here with the radio department and Mr. Kashner in particular. Why is it in the first round they put me up against Coach Kirshner, the football coach?
Last year.
Now, he has 100-plus kids that he can threaten with extra workouts if they don't vote for him.
Right.
And they put me up against him, and let's just say it was no contest. I lost.
Right.
But am I bitter? A little bit. No, I'm not bitter. But, if I do it this time, please, Mr. Kashner, pit me against someone who's lesser known.
I think I want to say last year when we did it, and we did like the drawings. I think you drew against Miss English the first round, but we had to switch it up.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's what happened.
Because we're in the same department.
Yeah, I think if I'm remembering this right, maybe that's. I think that's what happened. But yeah, Teach Madness. It's always fun. I think it's just a great time.
No, that's a great idea. You know, it's just next time. I just want to get against someone who just started teaching, like maybe a month before.
Right.
The contest.
So what I'm hearing is. Mr. Jared is competing in Teach Madness again this year.
I'm all in there. I got to find some more promotional strategies, right. And I got to get some people out of my team. But again, it's hard to go up against a head football coach.
No, yeah, 100%. I think y'all doing pretty good on the Hoo-Ah. I mean, you should tie them campaigns in together, like with the Hoo-Ah and then Teach Madness, you know, because y'all doing pretty good with promoting Hoo-Ah and all that. So I think if you get that on your back, like they're doing Hoo-Ah, you'll be fine at Teach Madness.
I'm hoping now. I need you to tell me, how many cans does radio have right now?
Look, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even know. I haven't brought in any cans. I'm sorry, Mr. Cash. I'm gonna bring in some, but I haven't brought in any, so I couldn't even tell you for real. But
well, no, if you bring now, we want you to bring them in because it's such a great effort. It's such a great cause. We know that, especially during this time, that we have a lot of people in our neighbor in our communities that really need that extra. You know, and so it's always great when we can get young people to understand and rally around the fact that we can make an impact on people in our communities who may be suffering. So we want you to bring those cans in, but we just want you to bring them down to WCTV. I will not tell Mr. Kashner at all.
Oh, man, I hear you, man. I hear you. Hey, thank you, Mr. Jared, for coming on, spending a little time with me. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, too. You do a great job, man. Great job.
Thank you.
So keep it going.
Thank you. What is good, man? It is your boy, DJ Rello. Just finished up episode, I believe, 10 or 11 with Mr. Jared. Hey, Mr. Jared, thank you for coming in. That was a great conversation. Me and Mr. Jared got to get to know each other a little bit, got after it. It was fun, man. Thank you, Mr. Jared, once again. And, hey, bring your cans to the WC. To the WC radio room. Bring them down here to D105, man. Get the cans in for Hoo-Ah so Mr. Cass don't have to get his face painted and all that, and Mr. Matthews, bring them down here. But thank you again, Mr. Jared. It was fun. Hey, DJ Rello, and we out, y'all. Peace.